Just Chitty the Podcast, presented by Just Chitty Productions.
Hi there, I'm your host Fondue.
I'm Chitty.
In honor of this year's total solar eclipse on North America, we'll be talking a little bit about cheese and the sun.
Whoa.
We're going to learn a little bit about eclipse safety.
We are?
We're going to talk cheese boards,
whoa,
cows,
ooh,
graters, and special eclipse day foods like donuts.
Ooh, donuts.
And of course, no episode would be complete without our very cheesy joke.
Funny joke.
Stay tuned for episode 125, Eclipse, on Just Cheesy the Podcast. So cheesy, with the solar eclipse coming on Monday, we wanted to know about cheese and the sun.
Mm.
According to greatest.com and according to a Wisconsin-based study, cheese can safely stay unrefrigerated at temperatures 70 degrees or cooler for about 6 hours.
Wow.
Now, obviously, here they say that not all cheeses are created equal.
Oh, yeah.
So the rate at which cheese will start to go bad has to do with the water content.
Okay.
Hard cheeses like Parmesan, Gouda, and cheddar,
yum,
can be multiple hours.
Okay.
High moisture cheeses like ricotta, queso blanco, and mascarpone will spoil pretty quickly.
Oh, no.
So they say it's about 2 hours for those.
Oh.
The reason for this boils down to becoming breeding grounds for bad bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella.
Ew.
According to the FDA, you should always follow the basic 2-hour rule.
Okay.
Don't leave anything that you would typically refrigerate out for more than 2 hours at room temperature.
Okay.
And if it's anywhere near 90 degrees, make that just 1 hour.
Oh.
But I bet you're wondering, what's the big deal about an eclipse?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
In order to understand what a solar eclipse is, we're going to go to science.nasa.gov.
Okay.
A solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and the earth.
Oh, wow.
And it casts a shadow on the earth that either fully or partially blocks the sun's light.
Whoa.
So imagine you're watching TV,
okay,
and you've got the remote control in your hand. If
okay,
you put it up in front of your face,
yeah,
you can block the TV.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's essentially what's happening with the moon in front of the sun.
Whoa.
There are 4 different types of eclipses.
There are.
The one we're going to see this week is the total solar eclipse.
Okay.
This happens when the moon passes between the sun and the earth, and it completely blocks the face of the sun.
Whoa.
And people in the path of the total solar eclipse can actually see the sun's corona, which is usually obscured by the bright face of the sun.
Neat.
An annular solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and the earth.
Okay.
In this type of eclipse, the moon is farther away from the earth, so it appears smaller than the sun, and it doesn't completely cover it.
Oh.
So the moon appears as a disk on top of a larger bright disk.
Oh, wow.
A partial solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and the earth.
Of course.
But they're not perfectly lined up.
Oh.
So the sun will appear to be partially covered, giving it a crescent shape.
Oh, wow.
A hybrid solar eclipse shifts between annular and total because of the curvature of the earth.
Whoa.
But why is this one special?
Yeah, why?
Well, solar eclipses for any particular location are rare, and it's an average of once every 375 years for any particular area.
Holy cow.
According to VermontPublic.org, for northeastern Vermont, much of New Hampshire, and western Maine, this is the second one in less than 100 years, with
whoa,
the last one in 1932.
Wow.
But according to the article, you have to go back to 1569, over 455 years ago,
holy cow,
for Burlington, Vermont, to see a total solar eclipse.
Wow.
On April 8th, the path of totality is going to stretch all the way from Mexico to Canada.
Whoa.
In this specific zone, the sun will be darkened 100% by the moon.
Whoa.
And the experience of complete darkness will happen for nearly 4 minutes during the daylight hours.
Wow.
On the American Astronomical Society's website, eclipse.aas.org, they talk about how to safely view a solar eclipse.
Okay.
Please take this seriously because
yeah,
looking at a solar eclipse is very dangerous for the eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
It can cause a condition called solar retinopathy.
Oh, no.
Which is when solar radiation damages the eyes, and it can even lead to permanent blind spots or distortions in your vision.
Oh, no.
And this is according to ophthalmologists at envisioncenters.com.
Wow.
There's a lot of good information on eclipse.aas.org. They recommend inspecting your solar filter before you use it.
Yeah.
If it's scratched, punctured, or torn, discard it.
Yeah, throw it away.
If you wear eyeglasses, keep them on and put your eclipse glasses over them.
Over them.
They also say do not look through an unfiltered camera, telescope, binoculars, or other device while using your eclipse glasses.
Yeah, don't do it.
You need to make sure that the eclipse film or filter is in the front of the camera, telescope, or binoculars.
Yeah, the front.
Links to this article and how to look safely at the sun is in our show notes for this week.
Yeah, check it out.
Let's say you don't have any solar glasses.
Aw.
What can you do to look at the eclipse?
Yeah, what?
Well, according to CareerPostOnline.com, you can use something called pinhole projection.
Whoa.
It can be as simple as poking a hole in a piece of paper.
Wow.
Or you can use a pasta colander.
Ooh.
Or even a cheese grater.
Holy cow.
The idea here is to take a solid surface or something bright like a white piece of paper. You turn your back to the sun and you hold up your pasta colander or your cheese grater.
Yeah.
And it puts projections of the sun on the paper.
Ooh, neat.
So during the eclipse, this actually makes the crescent shape on the paper.
Oh, wow.
So maybe you're having a party during the eclipse.
Yeah.
Well, you want to have a cheese board.
Heck yeah.
According to VermontBowl.com, they actually carry a 2024 total solar eclipse round board for $48.
Wow.
It's a wooden board and it emulates the look of the sun.
Cool.
And Amazon has what they're calling the eclipse cheese board, which I think is a real stretch.
Yeah.
But it's a cheese board with acacia wood and stainless steel outer edge, which maybe looks like an eclipse, and they want $79.99 for this one.
Whoa.
The Vermont Bowl Company and Amazon are not sponsors.
Nope.
But when they are, their ad will go right here. Have you ever wanted to listen to the web?
Yeah.
Well, Newsly makes that possible.
They do?
They're an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android.
Super app.
You can listen to trending articles on the web on topics that you choose and get them read to you in a natural human voice.
What kind of topics?
Sports,
cheese?
Tech, business,
cheese.
Science.
Cheese?
I'm sure there's even cheese.
Yay!
They even have an entire section for podcasts.
Are we there?
Of course we are.
Ooh.
It's one of my new favorite podcast apps. They even have digital radio.
Holy cow.
Just go to www.newsly.me to download it free.
Whoa.
Or use the link in the description. If you use the promo code Cheesy,
Cheesy,
that'll get you 1 month free premium subscription.
Yay, Newsly.
Now, back to the podcast. We wondered a little bit about cows and how they might react to the solar eclipse.
Yeah, yeah.
According to LancasterFarming.com, they say there are some species that actually are very sensitive to a short period of reduced sunlight and a minor drop in temperature.
Whoa.
They say because solar eclipses are relatively rare, there isn't much scientific information about how animals react.
Wow.
They suspect it won't be that big of a deal because it's a very short-lived event, and it's similar to having an overcast day.
Oh, yeah.
There will be quite a bit of observation happening in Ohio's Columbus Zoo.
Wow.
According to ColumbusZoo.org, researchers from the Ohio State University School of Environment and Natural Resources are going to be doing a study during the eclipse.
Whoa.
The researchers will be utilizing ethograms. They are tools used to record specific animal behaviors, and they'll collect data during the eclipse.
Neat.
If you're interested, the Columbus Zoo is in the path of totality.
Whoa.
The eclipse starts there at 1:55. The time of totality is at 3:11 p.m. and goes for roughly 2 minutes, and it'll end at 4:28 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Whoa.
Nothing says eclipse like food.
Yeah.
And according to shop.moonpie.com, they have a commemorative Eclipse 2024 box. The box includes 4 chocolate mini moon pies and 2 pairs of eclipse glasses.
Yum.
If you live west of the Rockies in New England states, the cutoff was 4-1 to get on-time delivery.
Aww.
So pretty much anything you order now will come after the event.
Okay.
I realize the eclipse is not happening in New Zealand,
yeah,
but they actually have something called Milligan's Food Group, and they have a division called Eclipse Cheese.
Whoa.
They sell blocks, slices, and grated cheese. Their flavors include Colby,
yum,
Edam, mild, mozzarella, tasty, and Parmesan.
Yummy.
Are you looking for some non-dairy treats?
Sure.
Well, there's something called EclipseFoods.com.
Whoa.
This is a plant-based ice cream, and they say it mimics milk's creaminess. It looks like they sell some pints of ice cream and some different flavored bonbons like coffee almond, hazelnut chocolate truffle, and peanut butter pretzel.
Yum.
And then you said nothing says eclipse like a donut. Well, I have to agree.
Yeah.
Everybody likes a day with a donut.
I love a donut.
According to investors.krispykreme.com, they're offering from the 5th to the 8th of April an eclipse donut.
Wow. Whoa.
Get a load of this thing.
Yeah.
It's an original glazed donut dipped in black chocolate icing.
Whoa.
It's adorned with silver sprinkles.
Ooh.
It's piped with a buttercream made with Oreo pieces.
Oh, my.
And a whole Oreo cookie in the center. Oh, my goodness. It looks so good.
Holy cow.
There are tons of companies participating.
Yeah.
We're linking three different articles in the show notes.
Okay.
There's one from FastCompany.com,
okay.
Kiplinger.com, and Axios.com.
Whoa.
We're talking Dippin' Dots,
ooh,
Sonic, Sun Chips,
whoa,
Burger King,
mm,
Pizza Hut, which has the total eclipse of the hut, 7-Eleven, Big B Coffee,
ooh,
Chili's,
whoa,
Casey Jones Distillery,
whoa,
Cracker Barrel,
ooh,
Jack in the Box, Jenny's Ice Cream, Marco's,
whoa,
Pizza, Insomnia Cookies,
holy cow,
Schlotzky's, Smoothie King, Snapple,
ooh,
Raising Cane's, and even Chuck E. Cheese is offering some free tickets to use on Monday.
Whoa.
So click on those links in the show notes so that you can find some special deals during the eclipse.
I'm ready for a joke fondue.
Okay. Why does cheese stand out during an eclipse?
I don't know.
Because it's too Gouda to be overshadowed.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Get
ha,
it?
Ha.
Too Gouda.
It's awful.
It's not awful, but it is eclipsed,
oh,
by
my,
the fact it's a little bit cheesy. Thanks for listening to Just Cheesy the Podcast, episode 125, Eclipse.
Thank you.
If you're anywhere near the path of totality on Monday the 8th, make sure to go outside and enjoy the event.
Stay cheesy, everybody.